It seems fairly obvious that the major theme in today's readings is that of love. One of the challenges that comes with talking about love is that everybody has a different interpretation of what love is. In the biblical and Mediterranean understanding of love, and particularly in Jesus' time, love was not seen to be part of the romantic conversation. It's not a romantic love that we're talking about. In fact, the majority of weddings, which were all organised, pre-organised, they were to do with relationship and the bonds of security, nothing much to do with love. Love may have become part of it eventually, and it may have been there, but primarily it was to do with the relationship between the family and then between the members of the group, and the group we would say would be the village or the township. Romantic love, it seems to me, confuses a lot of the time. It becomes a lot more emotive, whereas the love that Jesus is talking about is a more serious thing. It's to do with, in biblical terms, attachment. So attachment to God and God's attachment to us. I was talking to a young chap last week who most probably has a vocation to the priesthood. These things will be revealed in time. I don't think it just happens that, yep, he's going to be a priest. It doesn't happen like that. But as the conversation and the years unfold, we'll see where that ends up. But one of the things I did say is that, in my belief anyway, to become a good priest, I think one has to have their heart broken. Now, by that, I don't mean that you're going to have sleepless nights because the love of your life, a she or a he, has let you down, disappointed you. That's not what I'm referring to. Though, when we talk about a broken heart, that's very often the first thing that comes to mind. But when I refer to a broken heart in terms of talking about love, if you're a priest or a preacher, I think it's very challenging for one to stand up before people and talk about love if they don't know what it's like not to have love, to have one's heart broken or to be removed from love. I think that's a very helpful instrument in helping someone who's supposed to live a life of love and help others to live a life of love, particularly when we understand the relationship between God and Jesus and Jesus as us. Now, some people would think that, well, it's probably a bit the same as, how can you talk about marriage when you've never been married? Well, you don't have to be a chicken to be a member of the egg board. The issue is that we spend much of our life in the intimate conversations of people's very intimate life, which is a lot to do with either love or lack of love, the misuse of love, the misunderstanding of love. For us as people of faith, the bottom line is, as the second reading said there, the bottom line is God is love. If we want to look at the quality of our relationships, either heart-to-heart relationships or our relationships within family or within friends, then ask ourselves, is God present in this relationship? If God is not present in this relationship, I'm very, very sure that that relationship is not necessarily doomed, but it is not on the right path. It is not what I would call a healthy relationship. If we're going to talk about God being love and God in this relationship, then it should draw out the very best in all parties and both parties. That doesn't mean that it's easy, particularly when we talk about family. What's that saying? We can choose our friends, but we can't choose our family. And then I followed that through last year sometime. I remember saying there are only two kinds of family. There's the dysfunctional and the very dysfunctional. Because all of us can identify with some brokenness in our family, and it's usually because we have been hurt. The trust has been destroyed, or at least damaged. And therefore, we let our feelings, perhaps our emotion, they become much more dominant. And as those things in ourself become more dominant, God becomes lesser and lesser. If God is love, then he is the constant. Removing God or not allowing God into our relationship means that we're on very shaky ground. And sadly, many of us are on shaky ground, both with our family and with friends. Jesus says today, I call you friends. And you can write your own definition of what friendship is. But I do think it's got a lot to do with absolute trust. A true friend is somebody who knows the good, the bad, and the ugly of who I am, and still is prepared to stand by me, still prepared to laugh and share my joy and even share my sorrow, try to understand my brokenness, my anger, the things I get wrong. They can do that without judging me, because God is love and God is in that friendship, therefore there is no room for judgment. It's very challenging, I admit, and it would probably mean that most of us, in truth, can count our truly, truly good friends on one hand. People that we could absolutely go to at any time with any issue and know that I'm not going to be judged, I'm going to be loved, because God is present in that relationship. A few years ago, some of you may know, I don't know that I mentioned it here, but a few years ago, I used to live in Isaacs when I was on the staff at the Defence Academy, and I had a house there, and I was working in America at the time, and I had a house sitter, as it turns out, not a very good house sitter, because my house burnt down while I was away, and most everything was lost in the fire. Now, I was very attached to that house, and it was not until my brother, who happened to be a fireman in Canberra, as it also turns out, not a very good one, but I'm over it, he rings me in the United States and he says to me, Richard, don't come home. You have nothing to come home to. And it was at that point my heart was broken, because my attachment was to something that I had worked very hard for and truly enjoyed, and I enjoyed it most because I could share it with so many people. And that was all gone. Because for me, that building stood for God is love. It stood for the friendship that exists within my world, my circle, and it allowed me an opportunity to give back. And that's what I loved about it. So it was not so much the bricks and the mortar or the possessions, though when they were gone, my heart did hurt. And it gave me a completely different way of experiencing and looking and translating in my life to what is truly important. Whilst those things may have gone, those friendships became even more solid. And I think part of that was because I looked for God in that experience. And God was certainly there. Nobody was injured. The place was insured. Life moves on. It was an accident. So I was able eventually to move on, but I couldn't do that without the people who loved and supported me, who there was no need for any judgment, but they were people who just journeyed with me. So when Jesus says, you are my friends, he doesn't say this unconditionally. Now, most people talk about unconditional love. Yeah, that's fine. In the relationship with Jesus, it has a condition on it. And he says, I call you friends if, and that's the big one, if you love one another. So we can only be honestly and authentically close to God if we truly love one another. If we attach ourselves, in biblical terms, to one another. Not necessarily with any romanticism. It is with a genuine care and concern and no judgment for the good, the bad, and the ugly that exists within the relationship. It is very challenging. I admit that. But in all of the challenges, if we look for God in this challenge, then the solution and the resolution, they unfold gently before us. Not usually because of anything that we are or what we do. It is because of what God does with us and within us through our friends and through our relationship with Him. Damage that relationship with God, you risk very much damaging your relationship with each other. So this morning I'd say, as we do celebrate Mother's Day, if that's on shaky ground, just ask yourself, whether it's your mother or whoever, just ask yourself, is God in this relationship? If the answer is no, then we know we've got some work to do. The possibility of having God in that relationship is well and truly there. It is up to us to respond to the invitation that has been given to us. Remember, He calls us friends. We did not go to Him and say, I'm going to call you my friend. That's our response. The invitation comes from Jesus, because God is love. That invitation is the issue. How are we going to respond?